So you'll be starting March 12th?
That is correct.
Okay. And I guess, I imagine this is a very exciting moment. What do you think are some of the largest obstacles that are ahead of you in this job?
I think if you go back and look at the job prospectus that was put out by the Chief Search Committee, they listed out several concerns within the community. And the biggest things that I need to deal with immediately is more internal than anything, and that's basically me becoming in tune with the department, me taking the time to learn the department, learn the inner workings, learn the people, and I get a people a chance to learn me. That's going to take time in order for us to develop the relationships that we need in order to be successful as we serve citizens. So that's my biggest focus and my challenge right now. I understand there's a lot of issues out there that need to be tackled, and I'm not going to ignore them. I'm going to continue to talk with leaders, continue to work, but recognize in order for the organization for us to be whole and be able to move, be effective, we have to have time to work out our differences and make sure we get to know each other. I'm not from Champaign, for a member of the Champaign Police Department, but I am from the community, and I got to learn that. And Urbana and Champaign is just a little bit different, just like Urbana University of Illinois Police Department is a little bit different, or Champaign County Sheriff's Office. So it's going to take a little bit of time for us to synergize. I do believe that can happen. I've met with the leadership team already. Wonderful people. Very professional people. The organization, I know several officers, great people, and they want to serve citizens. But like I said, it's going to take a little time. So.
You know, and there was this case of the video, mm-hmm. That was a lot of controversy surrounding that. Mm-hmm. And the city seems pretty adamant about an investigation continuing. What is your process? What is your role going to be in that? And kind of to follow that up, do you feel like the city's or the police department's use of excessive force needs to be reevaluated?
That's a touchy subject for me to speak on right now. The reason why it's a touchy subject, depending on which direction the city needs to go or decides to go, can have an impact on what type of decision I may have to make as far as how the situation will ultimately resolve. So as the final decision maker, I need to reserve my comments on that until I get all the facts and look at it. I have not seen the officer's point of view. I've not heard that. I've seen the video and I've heard other things. As I stated in the public forum when they spoke with the candidates, police chief need to be cautious about speaking out on things too quickly until you get all the facts, but recognize from what I've seen and from what I've heard from the community, there's a lot of concern, but also recognize there's a learning opportunity not only for the department but for the community. From the community perspective, I always ask, how pleased are we as African Americans with the conduct of a young man? Will we want our kids to talk to someone in position of authority or talk to an adult in the manner that the young man did? But at the same token, we look at the conduct of the officer. We have to look at all gambits of it and make sure we try to educate appropriately across the board so that everyone become better from it. That's what I would encourage us to do at this point in time. But as the facts come out, and once I understand everything, then I can deal with it accordingly.
And then use of force, does that need to be looked at a little bit closer?
I think it will be looked at. A lot of times when you look at policies, a lot of times the policy may be solid when you look at it from a best practice standpoint, but it may boil down to the accountability or what is the accepted level of the use of it within it or the interpretation of the policy. Those are going to be issues that the command staff is going to have to address and deal with direction and guidance from our council as well as from our citizens.
Okay.
Sorry. How do you plan to connect with the community and kind of maybe heal some of that unrest in the African-American community right now?
The biggest connection I have with the community right now is me standing here right now. I am a product of this community. I'm from this community. A lot of people feel that since I'm an African-American candidate for an African-American community, that's where all my interest and talent is going to lie in, and that's not true. I am committed to the citizens of Champaign, period, all citizens, and I'm here to work with all citizens, and I plan to partner and work with just as many citizens in Southwest Champaign as I would in Northeast Champaign. All walks, I'm looking to work with U of I students. I look to spend a lot of time in Garden Hills in the northwest part of town. I want to make sure I'm accessible to all citizens so that we can have the best community that we possibly can.
How important is boosting morale? The department, there's been talk of the morale between among officers is low, and so how important is that going to be for you to address that?
That's probably my top priority right now. If you want me to pick a top priority, internal workings, getting buy-in from the men and women that I'm going to work with is tantamount. That's key. I cannot be successful. Our community cannot be successful if the people who are we're tasking to do the job don't like doing their job and don't want to do their job. I'm not saying that's the case in Champaign, but if morale is low, that's an issue any chief will have to take on and deal with to make sure our people are healthy and able to go out and serve citizens effectively. That's key. So, yes, that's going to be a huge obstacle that the entire leadership team at the Champaign Police Department is going to have to take on, as well as all the supervisors.
What does this day mean to you?
It means a lot. It's been a long time coming. All walks, I'm looking to work with U of I students. I look to spend a lot of time in Garden Hills and the northwest part of town. I want to make sure I'm accessible to all citizens so that we can have the best community that we possibly can.
How important is boosting morale at the department? There's been talk of the morale among officers is low, and so how important is that going to be for you to address that?
That's probably my top priority right now. If you want me to pick a top priority, internal workings, getting buy-in from the men and women that I'm going to work with is tantamount. That's key. I cannot be successful. Our community cannot be successful if the people who are we're tasking to do the job don't like doing their job and don't want to do their job. I'm not saying that's the case in Champaign, but if morale is low, that's an issue any chief will have to take on and deal with to make sure our people are healthy and able to go out and serve citizens effectively. That's key. So, yes, that's going to be a huge obstacle that the entire leadership team at the Champaign Police Department is going to have to take on, as well as all the supervisors.
What does this day mean to you?
It means a lot. It's been a long time coming.
You were there for about 20 years.
Yeah, 20 years. I've learned a lot. I mean, Urbana was the only police department I ever worked at. It was the only police department I ever applied to work at. When I came to Urbana, it was a very good department. I learned a lot from a lot of the guys that are no longer there. Once I had the opportunity to make my way through the ranks, I still learned a lot from the guys that worked below me, but at the same token, I was able to instill and educate a lot. As the first community police officer, I was very instrumental in developing the philosophy of community policing that's used in the city of Urbana. When I started in law enforcement, community policing was just coming about as a buzzword, so I really got a healthy indoctrination to it. And a lot of things that I learned and how I implemented and went about helping shape Urbana's philosophy, Don Carter, who's former chief here in the city of Champaign, was doing in the city of Champaign. He was instrumental in helping us shape our philosophy. So there's a lot of rich history within the Champaign Police Department that bled over into the Urbana Police Department back and forth. And so there are a lot of the old-timers here in the Champaign Police Department who understand that and knows that. So the foundation for our community policing is well-rooted within the Champaign Police Department as well.
Is this a bittersweet moment for you to leave Urbana after all these years?
I wouldn't say bittersweet. I'm very honored to be Urbana officer. I'm very honored to serve and work with the men and women of the Urbana Police Department. But I'm equally as honored and privileged to have the opportunity to work with Champaign. I'm hoping that our department were two separate departments, but we all work together. And I mean, there's a lot of time we depend on each other for a lot of different things. And hopefully intergovernmental cooperation will get that much better with me being here and that we can help each other. We're in tough economic times. Anytime we can pool resources and partner, that's going to help taxpayers, it's going to help our community, it's going to help a lot of different ways. And those types of things I might be able to assist with quite a bit by coming from Urbana, knowing the resources, knowing the people there, and vice versa. So there's a lot of things where we can help each other and save taxpayers money.